Today, during the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Mem Aleph. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Mindel Bina Lerman. Mina Bina Bas Yaakov. That's the mother of both Moshe and Yaakov Lerman. Moshe was a regular in the Shia for many, many years. And B'ezus Hashem, all the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzal. They should all be safe. They should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim B'mheira in good health. They all should have the Refuah Shleima who need it. And B'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, at the end of yesterday's shiur, we brought down a machlokas as to how to understand our mission. We said that Rabbi Yochanan had a very beautiful phrase, and he says, anybody that can explain to me the mission as being one opinion, then I will go carry their clothing to the bathhouse. In other words, I will be their servant, because there's no way to learn the Mishnah other than say that the Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael and that the Seif is Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael that goes in accordance with Rabbi Yishmael's opinion that you do not have to return something with the knowledge of the owner. It is sufficient if you just bring it back to the place where it's safe, where it's mishtameris, and that is sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, even though you bring it back to the place that was designated, unless you notify the owners, it's not considered a valid return. And that Rav Yochanan had said there was no way to understand our Mishnah other than to say it's two different Tanaic opinions. The Reisha was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Today we're going to give three similar explanations to say, no, that you can understand the entire Mishnah as being the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore you don't have to have the unusual idea that the Mishnah is two different opinions, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, albeit we'll see why Rav Yochanan rejected those three similar Terutz. So we start off about a third of the way down, 15 lines or so down, the top of Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph. It's right above the Tosos Uba, with the words, Tirguma Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamei de Rav. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba explained our Mishnah in front of Rav as being Shenitola Al Minas Legozla, that this person who was watching the barrel took it with the idea Al Minas Legozla, versus Tirguma Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba Kamei de Rav. Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba explained our Mishnah in front of Rav as being where this Shomer, this person who was watching the Chavis, took it Shinitola Amenas Lishloach Bo Yad. He took it with the idea that he would go and take some of it. The difference between Shlichus Yad, which we'll see, it's found in both the Psukim by Shomer Sachar and by Shomer Chinam, is that this person is only taking it partially. As Rashi points out in the Ramaskul Shlichus Yad, Shechivo HaKosav Olav Afilu Nenso. Once you do Shlichus Yad, so then you're chayev, even if there's an onus that happens with it. As the Pasuk brings out, Mishpatim, Umeso Nishpar O Nishpa, and it says, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shnehem Imlo Shalach Yodo. That's Shlichus Yad. The Mashma, which implies that you're going to be chayev, sholach, once you put your hand to it, so nischayev, you're going to be then forever chayev, should be misasa or bishviyasa. Whatever happens to it, you will now be chayev. Shlichus Yad means as soon as you did something to it, you took it with the intention to go and use it inappropriately or to steal it, so then you're chayev for the whole thing. Whereas Geneva, only whatever you stole, you're going to be chayev on, but not chayev on the other part which you didn't steal. So a fine difference between these two shitas, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, the slight difference between them being the definition of Geneva versus Shlichus Yad. Now, what exactly is this difference? B'mai Kumiflugi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, I'm assuming they're brothers, what are these two great Amorayim arguing about in front of Rav? So, b'shlichus yad tzricho chisaron. The argument actually is, if you do shlichus yad, so then, do you have to have caused a loss in the item, or just the fact that you misappropriated it, that is enough to make you chayev? So, Rav Yaakov, the first opinion, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba says, man diyon ma ligozlo, he says that you actually have to have geneva in order for you to be chayev. So he holds, kisavar shlichus yad tzricho chisaron, that if you just do shlichus yad, but you didn't damage it in any way, that wouldn't make you chayev. Whereas the second opinion, Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, he says, man diyon ma lishloach bo yad, he says it's just shlichus yad alone, kisavar shlichus yad ein tzricho chisaron, that once you misappropriated, even though you didn't damage it, even though you didn't go and do anything to it, bottom line is, you are going to be chayev. And that is the fundamental difference between these two opinions of Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson, both the sons of Abba. Now, before we explain how this would allow our Mishnah to be understood as being all Rabbi Yishmael, we have a third opinion, because Maskif or Rav Sheshes questions both of these two interpretations, and he says, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Mide nitol ketani. Did the Mishnah say he took it? No. The Mishnah said, tiltilo ketani. It means he just moved it, which meant that he didn't actually take it. So therefore, Rav Sheshet says, this is the way to understand the Mishnah, which will also allow it all to be understood in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Along with Rav Sheshet, Chochmah Eskinen, you know, we're talking about our Mishnah, Kigon, shetiltilo, he moved the chavis, but not for the purpose of stealing the chavis or using the chavis inappropriately, other than lahavi olel gozalos. He basically, as Rashi explains, is using it as a step stool or a ladder to go and reach the birds up higher in the dovecote, in the shovach. As Rashi says, la'alos olel, he's using this barrel, he moves the barrel so he can use it as a step stool. Kiderech sulam, like a ladder. Litol gozalos mikan gavoa, to go and reach the dovecotes, the nests that are higher up, so he can go get the birds from them. Nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah says, "Vafilu hachi habigizela lemeka birshuse." Since he's bringing this barrel, so to say, into his rishus to use it, which he's not allowed to do, so therefore, this is considered a inappropriate usage, a misappropriation of the barrel. And as Rashi continues, ad the ovid hashava until he returns it. See, Rav Sheshes' opinion is. Rashi continues stating what the Gemara says, so we'll go back to the Gemara, because Sava, Rav Sheshes' opinion is, Shoel Shalom Midas, Gazlan Havi. Since he's borrowing this without permission, he is as if he is a Gazlan. And therefore, all three of these opinions, the opinion that we first brought down in the name of Rav Yaakov, that it was taken with the purpose of stealing it, the opinion of Rav Nosson, that it was taken with the purposes of Shlichus Yad to take the item inappropriately, or like Rav Sheshet says, to borrow it, all of them are basically saying that the Mishnah now could be understood totally within the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. V'chul or Rabbi Shmuel, all three opinions say that the Reisha, we already proved, was Rabbi Shmuel, so that's no problem, but the Sefer, where he was miyachated, he had a specific place for it, we had said that had to be Rabbi Akiva, so now all three of these opinions can say, no, the Sefer could also be Rabbi Shmuel, because she'nicha b'makom she'ena makoma. When we had learned the Mishnah, we had said it had a designated place, he took it from the designated place, and we had learned it that he put it back to the designated place. So now, all three of these opinions, Rav Yaakov, Rav Nosson, and Rav Sheshet, say no, he took it from the designated place, but he nicha b'makom she'ena b'makoma. He put it back not into the designated place. And therefore, all three of these opinions can say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael says you only don't have to notify the owner that you returned it when you returned it to the designated place, if there was a designated place. And that's why the Sefer is Rabbi Yishmael. No, this is such a good teretz. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan like it? Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, I'll go carry the clothing to anybody to the bathhouse if they can explain the Mishnah as being one opinion. Well, three Amoraim just explained the Mishnah like being one opinion. So why was Rabbi Yochanan not happy with any of these three opinions? Because all three of them are problematic, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because that's not what the words of the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't he like these three terutzim? Because the Mishnah said, hinicha. It doesn't say hinicha b'makom she'ena makoma. Hinicha implies b'makoma mashma. He returned it to the exact place that it was miyuchad to be. And therefore, Rav Yochanan says, I disagree with you three, and therefore the Mishnah cannot be understood to be the Sefer, the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. And again, Rav Yochanan is forced to say that the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he disagrees with these three Amoraim. Okay, Gemara now says, Itmar, we have a machlos between Rav v'Levi. We're not sure which one said which. One of them held, Chat Omar, Shlichus Yad Tzricha Chisaron, that in order for there to be a Shlichus Yad that will make the Shomer Chayev, there has to be some sort of a loss in the item by doing your Shlichus Yad. And the other one, again, we don't know whether it was Rav v'Levi, Chat Omar, Shlichus Yad Eina Tzricha Chisaron. No, the fact that you misappropriated the item is enough to make you be Chayev, even though you caused no financial loss. So the Gemara is going to start off and suggest, we'll ultimately reverse it, and say, Tistayim, let us bring a proof, the Rav, that Rav is of the opinion, Hu diyamar shlichus yad eina tzricha chisaron. The Rav is the one that said that if you go and misappropriate something, then you don't have to cause damage in it in order to be chayev. Because, the Tanya, we learn the following Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Roe, Shehoyo Roe Edro, if there was a shepherd that was pasturing his flock, and Viniach Edro, and he leaves the flock over there. Now, that's not called a action of Pshia, because it was either appropriate for him to leave, because the end of the day was done, and he was leaving the animals out in the field, or because some of the Mepharshim explained, he was scared, as we'll see. He's not mechuyev to stop a lion. He's not mechuyev to stop wolves that come. And therefore, when he hears a lion or a wolf coming, he runs away. In any event, the niach edro, he leaves the flock, again, not in a pashia dika way, ubalir, and he comes into the town. And now, ubazev, a wolf comes with toraf. A wolf comes and goes and rips apart one of the sheep. The toraf means that he took the sheep and killed it. Uba ari v'daras. A lion came along and also killed one of the sheep. Now, why the different lashon between toraf and daras? So the Mefarshim explained that a wolf, while a predator, is a smaller predator than a lion. And wolves are afraid that a bigger predator is going to come along or somebody else is going to come along and take their prey away. So they go and toraf, they go and take the sheep and they bring it back to their den. They bring it back to wherever they are safe and protected because they're afraid that somebody will take their prey from them that they captured. Whereas a lion, the king of the jungle, so the lion's not afraid that somebody's going to take his prey from him, and the lion just sits there and eats the prey right there. So that's the difference between Toraf and Doras. In any event, is this shepherd chayev or not? So he's potter. The Mishnah tells us no, because he is not obligated to go put up his life against a zev or a lion, even though he may be a shomer sachar. That's onsen, and that'll be the equivalent of listin mezuyin or onsen, and he doesn't have to do so. So he's potter. However, the Braisa says he niach maklo, if he went in place his stick or tamilo, his backpack, alel, on the sheep. In other words, that's a misappropriation of the sheep, so then he's chayev. Now, by simply putting the backpack on the animal, there's no harm done to the animal, and yet that's called shlichus yad, and therefore you can see from here that this is an opinion, this Bryce is of the opinion that shlichus yad ain't a shlichus chisar. Now, how do we know that this is Rav's opinion? So, the Gemara continues, Vavinun ba, so they asked on this Bryce, why should he be chayev? Why should the shepherd be chayev? Just because he placed his stick or his backpack on the animal. Mishum diniach baklo v'tamilo oleh chayev ha shaklinu. The simple understanding is, well, he put it there, but then he took it off. So this is no longer a problem of shlichus yad, and since he didn't cause any damage, it must be that shlichus yad that doesn't cause any damage, you're not chayev for. Now, so Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, here we see the opinion of Rav, as stated by Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Baravua, Ba'odan Olel. We're dealing here with the stick or the a backpack, the tarmilo, his bag, is still on the animal. Ba'odan Olel. Or it says, big deal. So what if the stick or the backpack, the sack, his package is still on the back of the animal? What difference does that make? It is not a valid kinyan. He didn't go and do an act of meshicha. He didn't go and bring the animal into his rishus. So therefore, no kinyan was made. So how could this be considered something that's significant to be shlichus yad? So the Gemara says, again, in the name of Rav, the Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, or Shmuel, son of Rav Yitzchak, says, in the name of Rav, that no, it mentions the stick here, Shekisha b'makel, v'ratzis olafonim. He didn't just put the stick on the back of the animal, he gave the animal a zetz with the stick, and the animal therefore moved towards him because of being given a zetz with the stick, and that was the kinyan meshicha. Oh, so Rav explains this brisa as the person did a kinyan meshicha on the animal by giving the animal a zetz by placing the stick on the back of the animal. Aye, v'holo chisra. He didn't damage the animal by giving it a zetz, but he just made a kinyan meshicha. So you see that Rav clearly holds elulav shmamina kisav v'shlichus yad. That he made a valid kinyan, he did shlichus yad on the animal, but there was no chisarin. He didn't damage the animal by giving it his zatz, by putting the stick on his back, and therefore Rav clearly tistayim. Let us prove from here that Rav is of the opinion that the shlichus yad doesn't require chisarin for it to be effective. So the word says, who says? Pumfakert, you could actually argue. Emo shekhisho b'makel. No, he actually weakened the animal by giving it his zatz. As Rashi says, three lines from the bottom, in Dibra Masu, Shekhisho Behakotso, by giving it a zet, that is the weakening of the animal, Dahainu Chisarin. And therefore, Daikonami, I'll show you that this is the right way to understand it, because what did the Brisa say? Diktoni, Shekhisho Bemakel. We had questioned and they said, he hit him Bedavka with the stick. So it's teaching us that he gave him a zetz over here and weakened the animal. You could be medayik from the fact that he kisho b'makel. As Rashi brings down, kishinusano olea b'ruatz zuhi meshicha misha okra yad v'regel al yado, he bedavka wanted to move the animal. You have to give it a significant enough zetz to go and move the animal. If you just place the stick on its back, it ain't going to move. So therefore, he gave it a significant zetz, and therefore, shmamino, the rav in fact holds that kisov shlichus yad tzricha chisoron. So, Madashach, we've now proved that Rav holds that Ksav HaShlichus Yad Tzricha Chisorin, it must be, it must be that Levi Ksav HaShlichus Yad Eino Tzricha Chisorin. Now, my time of the Levi, what's Levi's rationale to say that you don't need to do Shlichus Yad with a Chisorin? If you just do Shlichus Yad, even though there's no loss to the animal, no loss to the item at all, that's called Shlichus Yad. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi ben Noroi, Rav Yochanan says in the name of Rav Yossi ben Noroi, the reasoning is Mishuna Shlichus Yad Hamura Bishomer Sachar Mishlichus Yad Hamura Bishomer Chidam. We have twice in Parshas Mishpatim which says the Loshon Im Lo Shalach Yodo Bimleches Reyeu. If he didn't do Shlichus Yad, one time written by Shomer Chidam, and one time it's written by the Shomer Sachar, and therefore these two Shlichus Yad are coming to teach us a different din. You need one to tell us if there's chisor and kiss, and you need a second one to tell us even if there is no chisor and kiss, there is no shlichus yad. That is what Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Yossi ben Noroi, but we turn to him Aleph from the base, but he himself, Rav Yochanan Bani Omer, my own opinion, that was the opinion I just gave in him, my Rebbe, Rav Yossi ben Noroi, but I myself hold Eino Mishuna, that no, both shlichus yads are necessary. You can't learn out one from the other, as we'll see Rav Yossi ben Noroi did, and therefore neither one is coming that teaches the din of that if you have shlichus yad without a chisaron, that you're going to be chayiv. Now, what's the understanding over here? Umay mishuna. What was Rav Yossi ben Noroi saying that you needed to write only one of them, and the second one, therefore, is mishuna for the purpose of teaching us the din of shlichus yad, even if there's no chisaron, is chayiv, because lo se omer shlichus yad bishom esocha, because technically you didn't need to write the concept of Imlo Shalach Yodo Bimleches Reyeu in regards to the Shom HaSachar, because I learned it out from a Kal V'chomer. V'teisei Mishom HaChinam. I would have learned it out from a Kal V'chomer Shom HaChinam. Why is that? Uma Shom HaChinam. By the Shom HaChinam, the din is Shepotu B'gnei Ba'aveda. The Shom HaChinam is only Chayav for Pshia. He's Potu, as we've learned many times, if the animal was stolen from him, as long as he did a proper Shmira, or if it was lost from him, as long as he did a proper Shmira. Now, nevertheless, Shom HaChinam, who's parted by Kneva Veda, nevertheless, if he did Shlichus Yad, Sholach Bo Yad, he is going to be Chayav. So certainly, a Kal V'chomer, a Shom HaSachar, Shechayav Kneva Veda, Lo Kol Shekein, he certainly should be Chayav for Shlichus Yad. If he's Chayav for Kneva Veda, he certainly will be Chayav for Shlichus Yad. So therefore, we could learn a Kal V'chomer, Rav Yossi ben Noroi says, that if you have the din of Shlichus Yad by Yishom Rechinam, so Allah has kamen v'kama, would you have the din of Shlichus Yad by Yishom Esachar? So it wasn't necessary to write it by Yishom Esachar. And therefore, l'may yilchusah, because v'nu rachmona, so why did the Torah write it again by Yishom Esachar, if we could have learned that from a Kal V'chomer? Lomalach, Rav Yossi ben Noroi says to teach us this din, the Shlichus Yad even applies en atzricha chisorin when there is no chisorin kiss. That is Rav Yossi ben Noroi. Now, why didn't Rav Yochanan like that? By Neomer, we said Rav Yochanan holds Eino Mishuna, and it's not unnecessary. You need both of them. Why is that? Because he holds like Rabbi Lozer. He holds like the Tana Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua. Because the Omer, Do Vido Achasi, he says that both cases of Shlichus Yad are referring to the same din, that Shlichus Yad that has a chisaron, you're going to be chayav for. But you don't have an extra one. He'll say, I disagree with this Kal V'chomer that you just brought down. If it's true by Shom HaChinam, it certainly should be true by Shom HaSachar. We'll explain in a moment why he slugs up that Kal V'chomer. And therefore, Do V'Do Achasi, they're both teaching us just the din of Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Chisaron, to be chayav. Now, what does it mean, Do V'Do? My Do V'Do Achas, that the din is the same by Shom HaChinam as it is by Shom HaSachar, and you needed to write it by both of them, because he slugs up the Kal V'chomer. Mishum Di'ikol Mifrach, he can crumble this Kal V'chomer, he can slug it up, because we had just said that if the din is true by Yishom HaChinam, it must certainly be true by Yishom HaSachar, but that's not necessarily true, Rav Yochanan says. Mal Yishom HaChinam, Yishom HaChinam has a chumrah that Yishom HaSachar doesn't have. What is that? Shekein Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel B'toyin Tainis Ganav. If the Yishom HaChinam says, hey, the item was stolen from me, and then witness come along and say, no, it wasn't, you stole it, so then he's going to have to pay kefel. He's going to have to pay double. Now, a shomer socha never pays kefil because he's chayv for geneva v'aveda. If he says, oh, the animal was stolen, okay, very good. Now you have to pay for it. So there is no din of kefil by a shomer socha. So you can't have a kavah chomer. Well, if this is true by a shomer chinam, it must be true by a shomer socha because shomer chinam is so much more lenient than a shomer socha. No, Rav Yochanan says, a shomer chinam can be more machmir than a shomer socha in that a shomer chinam has to pay kefil and a shomer socha doesn't. Therefore, you don't have a kavah chomer. And that's why you need to list shlichus yad by a shomer chinam. But you also needed to listen by a shomer socha to tell me the basic din, the shlichus yad with chisaron, you're going to be chayef for. I don't have a free pasuk to tell me that shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chisaron, and that is why Rav Yochanan doesn't like Rav Yosef ben Aroy's answer. No, what does Rav Yosef ben Aroy say? No, Rav Yochanan seems to have slugged up his kavachomer. Uman de lo parich, the one who didn't have a problem with the kavachomer, i.e., Rav Yosef ben Aroy, saw that he holds no. Karna below shvua adifa mikfela b'shvua, that you're chayev to pay the keren without making a shvua. In other words, the shomer socher has to pay the principal without making a shvua. That is a much a true kavu chomer because the shomer chinam has to pay it with a shvua. So karna below shvua adifa mikfela b'shvua, and even though sometimes the shomer chinam will have to pay double, but the fact that he has to make a shvua, so that makes it into still a valid kavu chomer. Because we just look at the point of view from the principal, so the shomer socher is going to have to pay the principal even without a shvua. Shomer chinam is going to have to pay the principal, albeit also kefil, with the shvua, and therefore it's a valid kavu chomer. So that's the machlokes explained between Rav Yosef ben Aroy, who says that shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chisaron because he has a free verse by shomer socher, shlichus yad by shomer socher, to teach us shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chisaron, whereas Rav Yochanan doesn't have a free verse, and therefore he holds that shlichus yad tzricha chisaron because you needed it to say it by shomer chinam and you needed to say it by shomer socher. Okay, so Rav Yochanan holds like Rabbi Elazar, the Tana Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rava Omar, Rava says no. Lo say omer shlichus yad, lo b'shomer chinam, lo b'shomer socher. Rava says, guess what? Both by shomer chinam and by shomer socher, shlichus yad wasn't necessary to be taught to us because we can learn it out from a kavu chomer from Shoel, v'teitzim ishol. So this is like the opinion of Yosef ben Aroy that you learn that from a kavu chomer, shomer socher from shomer chinam. He says you learn out both shomer socher and shomer chinam from a kavu chomer from Shoel. Why is that? Uma Shoel. The shol has the right to go take the item. He's borrowing it. And nevertheless, it says, sholach bo yod chayev, if he took it before he was allowed to. So therefore, as Tosus explains, on the second of the wide lines in Tosus, in the middle of the Tosus line, he says, the din that we're talking about here is bishoel, din hu kivon demoshech ledaz balim, choshev kilu nishtamiz bo Diladas, that only when he takes it with their permission does he have the right to use it. That's called Sheila. And it's called Shlichus Yad if he takes it before then. So therefore, we know from Yeshua that he's not allowed to be Shaleach Yad, even though he's allowed to use it once he has permission. So Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher, they never have the right to use it. They're watchmen. They don't have the right to use it. Whether you're paid or not paid, you don't have the right to use it. So certainly, when they're Shaleach Yad, Lo Kol Shekein, certainly you're going to be Chayev. If the Shol is Chayev for Shlichus Yad, when he will eventually have the right to use it, so certainly a Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher certainly should be Chayev for Shlichus Yad when they never have the right to use it. So therefore, the statement of Shlichus Yad, both by Shomer Chinam and by Shomer Socher, are extra according to Rava. Not only one of them is extra, like Rav Yosef ben Aroy said, and he used that to learn out Shlichus Yad Ainat Shlichus Chisaron, but Rava has both of them being extra. So what does Rava learn out with both of these dinim? So one will learn out like Rav Yosef ben Aroy. So Lom and Namar, why do you need both of them? So Chod Lom Vach, one he teaches us just like Rav Yosef ben Aroy, Shlichus Yad Ainat Shlichus Chisaron. Ah, very good. So that's one of them. What does he use with the other one for? V'iduk, the second time that he says Shlichus Yad unnecessarily, because you can learn that out from Shoel, Shelo Tomar, that you shouldn't go and say, Dayo Lovum and Adin Leos Kenidom. This is a famous rule. When you have a Kavah Chomer, you can't make the Kavah Chomer anything more than the original item. So if the din is by A and you're learning a Kavah Chomer, therefore the din should be by B, so you can't learn out anything more by B than it already was by A. In other words, Ma Shoel, the din by Shoel is that he's chayim because the Balam aren't there. So If the Balaam are there, mashal, the Balaam, if the Balaam are present, when you borrow something, if the owner is there with you, then you're not chayiv for onsin, you're not chayiv for all these other things. Mashal, the Balaam potter. So I would have said, since if the Balaam are there with the shol is potter, so too, afsho mechina v'sho mesocha, if the Balaam are there, they should be potter. So that's what I would have said. Dai olova ben adin, lios kenidon. Oh, the extra time tells me that no, they're going to be chayiv even though the Balaam are there. So that's why you need both these phrases, one to teach us the basic din that we brought down from Yosef ben Roy, Shlichusat ain't Shlichus Chisaron, and the second one is to teach us don't apply Dayo Lova ben Adin Lios Kenidon in this situation, and that they're going to be chayiv even if the Balaam are there. Oh, that's how Rabba would understand the need to have Shlichusat written by the Shomachinim and the Shomasocher. Okay, now, Ulaman Diomar Shlichusat Shlichus Chisaron, according to the opinion of Rav Yochanan, that you in fact need both the din by Shomachinim and Shomasocha to tell us the basic din of Shlichus Yad, that you have Chisaron, that's when you chayev, and he doesn't have any extra psukim to teach out that you chayev even if there's no Chisaron. So then, Hani Tarchi, Shlichus Yad, Lomali. So then, what does he do with both of these Shlichus Yads by Shomachinim and Shomasocha? What does he learn from them? Hani Tarti Shlichus Yad Lomali by Shomachim Shomasochot. What does he need him for? Chodesh Shalot Tomar. One, you need to teach us that you don't say Dayalovim Nadin Lios Kedidon, like we just brought down from Rava. And the second one, Vidoch Lichiditanya. You need that to teach me Vinikra Balabayis El Elokim Lishvua. That comes to teach me. And the pasuk says that the Shomachinim has to go and swear if he claims that it was Nignav O Sheavad. So then he has to make a Shvua. As Rashi brings down, this is what he's saying. If it's not true, the Shomachinim says, that if I'm telling you that it was stolen, and if it wasn't stolen, I have to make a shua. Elohu Ganva, he himself stole it. The who kvar nikrav el adyanim, but he already came in front of the adyanim to make a shvua. V'nishba l'sheker, and he swore falsely. And then only subsequently afterwards did the Edom come and say, no, you stole it. Not like you're saying that it was stolen from you, but you're the one that stole it. Asher yarshiyun hadayonim, then yishalim kefil. If he's found to be a liar, so then he has to pay kefil. And that's what you need it for. That's what the pasuk comes. V'nikrav balabayis elu elohim. The owner comes in front of the judges. Elohim here is a lashon of chol. It's the dayonim. And he has to go make a shvua. And then if the witnesses come, he'll have to pay kefil. Now, Atom l'shua, you're telling me that you needed to teach us this din l'shua, but maybe not. Oeinu elu l'din. Maybe it's coming just to teach us the din, as Rashi points out, just the fact that he comes to the basedin. Elo kravel l'din, shemishah shetan b'basedin nignava. As soon as he makes the claim in basedin, even though afal pi shelo nishba, then if it turns out that he's the ganav, even though he didn't swear yet, yishalim kefal in bo edim. Then maybe just before, because he even made his claim in the basedin, he should be chayiv kefal even without making a shvua. Maybe that's what it's coming to teach us. So the Gemara says, no. That can't be, because Nemro Shlichus Yad Lamata, it says Shlichus Yad in regards to the Shomasocha. Nemro Shlichus Yad Lamala, and it says Shlichus Yad in regards to the Shomachinam. And therefore, Mala Halon Lishvua, just like in regards to the Shomasocha, he has to have a Shvua. As the Pasuk says, Shvuas Hashem Tieh Bein Shneihem, the Shomasocha has to go and pay, unless he makes a shua that it was own sin, list the mezuyin or own sin. So there, the shomasocha has to make a shua. So we have over here the shlichus yad gzeirishava by shomasocha. We learn that afkan l'shua by the shomachinim that he has to also go and make a shua. So that's how the man d'yomo says shlichus yad is only in a situation with chisor and kiss. That's what he learns out from the shlichus yad that's mentioned by shomachinim and by Shomer Sochar, and that is how we reconcile the Gemara. We have the three opinions, we have Rav Yochanan, we have Rav Yosef ben Aroy, and we have Rava's understanding that it is both learned out from a Kavachomer from Shoal, and therefore both are able to go and learn other things, as we just said. This is a good break point. It'll be a little bit of a shorter shir, but Ben Sashem will pick up with a brand new Mishnah tomorrow at the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.